¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I don't think that was part of the song.
Start off with a little H-Town. What y'all know about that? I already won. Little youngster.
If you think you've already won, I think the appropriate qualification and classification for your list will be with your second song if Nick plays them in order.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yes, you should.
There's a long way to go for
not really.
No one to get it.
No, they'll get it. Nick, make sure you play his second song going out, okay? So that we define what Barry is on this day and basically every time there's a competition. Gosh.
Look. First text right out the shoot. Okay, Barry won. Boom.
Suck it.
Because of the tweet?
One text or tweet? One
hold on. Yeah.
And Barry declares himself again, self-appointed winner.
With one vote in, the one vote is for Barry. There's no other votes. I win. There's no other votes.
Look, we're on the 94.1 audience as well, so they got an opportunity to chime in.
Welcome to all the 94.1 listeners. If you don't know, this is Usual Suspects. We do a Way Back Wednesday every Wednesday. I usually win it. I'm Barry Laminack, and
he's a liar.
That's all you need to know.
Barry's a liar, so you might Nick, we can both admit to that. Yeah.
Another text. Drop that mic, Barry. Boom. I mean, it may have been from the same guy, but still, that counts as two votes.
So Barry's family is making sure that they support him, which is fantastic.
And you know this. Hey, you tweeted out the list, huh, Nick? Look, let the peeps go out there.
I did.
We'll all retweet the list from the ESPN 97.5 account, at Pat Manjol with a K, at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick. Go out there and you tell us who you think won.
And I'm competitive?
I'm just saying. I'm just letting the people vote. I'm just leaving it up to a vote. If you guys are mad because the only vote we've had is from my list.
Who's mad?
I don't know what to tell you. You obviously. You're pretty angry.
I really do think it's between Joel and I this time. It's not. You just mailed it in.
Are you kidding me?
You just submitted your list.
Oh, here's another vote. Sorry. Can't beat Barry with that jam.
Y'all can't base it off one song.
Wait Joel till he wins. Comes back with Beck.
Joel, did you text the show yourself? Somebody just texted Joel wins. Is that your number?
Nope. I wouldn't do that.
one
so
of the best
Barry,
classics
to give
never
yourself
died.
More credit.
Uh-huh.
Baker Mayfield had his pro day today. They're saying his stock is on the rise and he may be the best quarterback in the draft.
I like it. I mean,
not,
I don't like it, but
freaking remind you of that.
Well, real quick, I just want to get this another vote. So, I have one vote, you have a vote. Mm-hmm. Nick, you also have a vote.
Yeah.
And the text says Nick's list was trash.
I knew it was coming. I knew he loaded it up, Nick.
Hold on. Hashtag dumpster juice.
Oh my God.
What a hater.
Oh, my
hater.
God. Dumpster juice?
Trash? Wow. Look at that list.
You know what haters going to do, Nick?
Tupac is trash.
Oh, God.
Prince is trash.
Dumpster juice. Dude.
Ludacris, Eminem, all those guys are trash.
Oh, my God. You got dumpster juice.
Tupac's your guy? Luda?
He's a country. He likes country.
I don't know if this is a request
so
or
do you now.
I don't know if this is a request or a compliment. It just says fire Barry. I don't know if
that
they
means
want
you
me.
Lost.
I don't know if they want
I
me fired
that,
or if they're saying my list is fire.
Yeah, that means your list is not fire.
All right, dumpster juice. You guys can reach Nick on Twitter at the producer dumpster juice. We're gonna change your Twitter handle
it's
to
unique,
dumpster
Nick,
juice.
And it's available. Yeah. I think you can probably get that done
at producer, like
at
the producer
dumpster juice.
Actually, if you went as at the dumpster juice, you might get a blue check mark.
I might change it for the blue check mark. You never know.
I totally would.
I really want that blue check mark.
Why do you guys worry about that so much?
It's a status symbol.
Okay.
Yeah.
This coming out of the rumor mill, NFL Raiders trying to finalize the deal to trade for Cincinnati linebacker Vontaze Burfict. I think it's time. I think Perfect is obviously a perfect fit for the Raiders mentality. If you're talking about the black hole and the whole kind of dirty-esque play, even with Gruden coming back, interesting. But I think it's time he gets out of Cincinnati. He moves on from Cincinnati. They got to shake. Pac-Man's got to go. Perfect's got to go. They got to try and reset the deck there a little bit.
Yeah, it's an interesting move. He seems like a guy that would fit in well in Oakland.
I agree.
So, we'll see what happens.
I teased this before the break. Verlander took the hill today against the Cardinals. He said he wanted to throw more pitches than he did against the Cardinals, who also saw him last Friday. Matt Carpenter, an Elkins High School graduate, hit a 3-2 pitch for a home run in the top of the third. And then Luke Voit pinch hit for Carpenter and followed suit, ripping a 3-2 breaking ball over the center field wall for a shot in the fifth. When all was said and done, Verlander walked off the mound 79 pitches, so he got that accomplished. But he had allowed 8 hits, which was twice as many as he gave up in his previous 3 spring games combined, but he wasn't concerned. He said he was trying to throw more curveballs than he typically would, and he's trying to sequence his pitches that wouldn't normally allow him to throw the same kind of sequence in a game just to get his arm ready. So he said a lot of those pitches were pitches guys wouldn't see in a real game.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't need to worry about a guy like Justin Verlander having a bad spring. If he has,
especially the way he got off to that start.
And this goes for anybody. It doesn't matter if your team is the Astros or if you're a Rangers fan or whatever. If you've got an ace on your staff or an established pitcher and they're having a bad spring, all that means is they're working on stuff. That's all it means. You know what a guy like Justin Verlander can do on the mound. You don't have to worry if he goes out and gives up 4, 5, 6 runs in a couple of innings. He's working on stuff. That's part of the process. So no need to panic.
Especially when in his first 3 starts, out of like he faced 12 batters one day, struck out 9. I mean, yeah when it's time to play for real, I don't worry about Justin Verlander.
Nope, not a bit. A couple more texts in. Barry played youngster. He won, period.
Chris Davis, who
Nick
said
wins.
Between Joel or Nick, because one song is not going to get you the automatic win, Barry. So boom, bang, and take that.
Here's a text that says Nick wins. So, yep. Okay. Now you play the
Nestor
ding.
Nestor Carmona
you don't,
said.
You don't play the ding
nope.
for me?
Nope.
When I got all the votes rolling in?
That's what you get.
Yeah.
I can't vote for Nick for another month thanks to that country way back Wednesday. Never forget.
Give him the
why dog. Was I the? Why am I getting the blame for that?
Barry, you won. Don't let Joel and Nick tell you otherwise. See?
Nestor Carmona said Barry won before he played that jam, which means that he hadn't
he probably
played any
didn't
songs.
Even look
which
at the
means
list, Nestor,
Nestor. When you're done releasing Barry from your palm of your hand, you can move on with the rest of the show.
Damn. Wow.
You hadn't even played a song yet. Barry won before he played that jam.
He saw the list. All you got to do is look at the list. It's right there.
To read.
It's right there. Oh, wow. That was a nice youngster. Nice pick, Barry. Thank you. I mean, this is obviously a landslide.
One song.
I knew. Guys, you got to be smart. Look, I
look,
can't
I'm not
help
on the text,
you.
So I don't know if you're lying right now.
Well, go read them. I can't help you not be tactical. It's not my fault you're in H-Town and you don't play a Scarface or a youngster jam. It's not my fault.
Donna
I don't know what to tell you guys.
50-50, Nick and Joel.
But there's a Scarface song coming, too.
I'm going to tell you what you told me. You're
pandering. There's also a Beck song coming.
I'm not pandering.
Yeah, you're pandering.
These are classics. I'm just playing classics, man. Just classics. I should have played Cher. I would have really won. All right, maybe not.
Crom 2s as opposed to Tom Cruise can't get off the scooter thing with me, but that's all right.
The scooter thing?
The fact that I said I'd ride a scooter.
Did I tell you I saw one of those at the Fry's for like a grand? They're selling it for $999.
Did I tell you that's a lot?
It is a lot.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I saw a chick on a scooter the next day? I actually took a picture of it. I'm not even lying. I think I might still have.
If you could ride doubles?
No.
No.
But I thought, boy, I really need to send this to Joel and Nick because sure enough, I pulled out of the gas station and there she was. I think I deleted it now. Just sitting there on the scooter, just happy as could be. I thought,
pretty
well, good
or,
for her.
Pretty girl?
Was she hot?
She was wearing a helmet. I don't know how you could be hot in a helmet.
Well, I mean, you
depends
were looking at just her
like,
helmet.
Chief.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do you think a pretty chick would ever ride a scooter?
Yeah.
Guys, really. I want you to stop and use your head for one
in
moment.
College,
you never
they
know.
Did.
Are hot chicks riding a scooter?
In college, they
maybe,
were.
Maybe. Possibly.
No. Never in the history of scooters has a hot chick owned and ridden a scooter. Has she rented one on vacay? Yes. Owned? No. I'm sorry.
Can we just let you play your theme song for a second?
Finally, you got it, huh? Go better. I wish I could do the dong myself.
Oh, you
I actually
can.
Was going to say the same thing, so I'm not going to give him a dong.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you make a bad joke, it's okay. But if he makes a bad joke,
well, if we both, yeah, exactly.
That's,
yeah.
That's not fair to you, Joel. I won't stand for it.
Right.
You dong yourself. You dong yourself right now.
Barry, I just want you to know we would never kill you. We just
what?
You could be a loser all you want. We're just not going to kill you. We're going to send you to Mars. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. Mike and Tammy Gust have been in the business doing it like they do and taking care of people in the Houston area since about the last 15 years. They're at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. And like their name says, American Wheel and Tire takes care of all your wheel and tire needs. That means in a lot of the major stores that handle wheels and tires, and you know the ones, you come in and you really basically don't know what they're going to be doing to your car till they're done with it. Then they hit you with the bill and you don't know if you needed half the stuff that they put on the receipt. Not going to be the case with American Wheel and Tire. They are experts at wheels and tires, and a lot of those places that tell you you need to replace a tire when you get a flat or you need to replace a rim when it's damaged, they have stock rims for all those major brands of your automobiles in their warehouse, and they can actually repair them or replace them, and both in both cases, do it at a lot cheaper prices than what those big stores are going to charge you. They also have a way of making your vehicle have that very unique and individual look, whether it's sporting up your rims and tires or getting you a lift kit, a Kevlar wrap and coating, off-road accessories for your SUV or your pickup truck, like lights and steps and bumpers and all the different things that you can do to give it that one-of-a-kind look, they'll take care of it right there at American Wheel and Tire. You can check out all the different vehicles that they've souped up across the Houston area at AmericanWheelandTire.com. And like I said, stop into 290 and 34th Street and see what they can do if you need a new set of tires or you just need some work done on a rim or a tire on your current vehicle. They're going to take care of you. Jason and Johnny and the crew that are at the front desk are going to be very friendly. The waiting room is super comfortable with leather furniture and a big window that allows you to look into the bins that are working on your car, and the mechanic that's working on your car is going to come in and communicate with you throughout the process, tell you what you need, tell you what you don't, and tell you the options you have if you do want to make any kind of upgrades. They just are great people doing great work. American Wheel and Tire, 290 and 34th Street, and AmericanWheelandTire.com. Saving all your food stamps.
Hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Our big show, way back Wednesday, Barry's hour number three. It's the loser's hour. Nick and I already went. It's unfair that you're blocking everybody that didn't vote for you.
Not nice.
Mean-spirited.
I'm just tweeting thoughts to people. That
deep
don't,
thoughts
don't,
with Barry Laminack?
Nope, I'm just tweeting like Mark Deska. He just said, damn, I'd say that the producer Nick won by a mile. So I just tweeted, Mark, you are so stupid. That's it. That's all. Just,
no bitterness there.
You were blocking
competitiveness there.
I blocked some people. Maybe I'm going to say some things about some folks' moms.
Wouldn't it be...
Whatever. Crystal Collins, though, votes. She said, Barry, you won.
Didn't see that tweet.
She's a Cowboy fan, so we know she's not thinking straight.
And she's taking my koozie that she bought at the show all the way across the pond. She's going to, I believe it's Ireland or Scotland. She's heading that way. Yeah. She's taking it with her.
You're going international.
I am. I'm going international, guys. Unlike your
our buddy's on the line.
She doesn't think straight. She's a Cowboy fan.
Oh, hell. She does. Hey, we won't hold that against her.
For one day.
Okay.
You won't. I will.
No, I won't.
Every day.
I won't. Not at all.
I was trying to give Mo credit because today is like National Nutritionist Day or something like that.
Which is weird because it's also Steak and BJ Surhoff Day.
Right.
So that's weird that on that day, well, I guess everybody's got to eat.
Moe's going to be the oral G looking for the oral B. Because he was tweeting out yesterday and
what is oral G?
What is that? It's the G-Maze, the dude that's going to help you with your fitness.
Oh, Joel.
What you put in your mouth. He's always worried about what you put in your
mouth. How's that oral G?
He's your dietitian.
No, there's no G in fitness.
Like a G, like a dude, like a guy.
Like Dr. Dre's yeah. G thing, G. Or, yeah. Okay.
Or an OG.
Still.
Yeah, so he was, I can't find it now, but he was like, because everybody was like.
Why is Joel not wearing his headphones?
I can hear you.
I don't know.
How?
Through mine?
What did I say?
Why isn't Joel wearing his headphones?
Yeah. Okay. Are you telling me that he missed the opportunity to tell people on 94.1 welcome?
Yes.
That we are simulcasting on Sports Map 94.1, and we are glad to have you guys listening in. It's a Way Back Wednesday for us. We've chosen our lists of artists with a one-word name, and it couldn't be a group, so it had to be an artist like Prince or Cher or Sonny.
Today is Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day.
Oh, okay.
We had a registered dietitian on for one of the weight loss challenge.
Well, Mo is one as well. Saying that he was thankful for having been able to work with our group of weight loss challengers. And then made it very clear that he wasn't going to be on the show tomorrow, which is today. So there's that. We can't have him on every week, but we try to have him on frequently.
Yeah. We have to spread it around like the herpes. All right. Your friendly
you might as well follow that up yourself.
By the way, if you're texting the show and you're texting just mean ass hate to Joel or myself, or Nick, if it's not in good fun, just know that I'm deleting them and then I'm going to block
you.
Yes. It's you guys need to get, like, if you don't like any one of us or you don't like the show, just change the channel. It's not hard. I don't know why you guys continue to make yourselves miserable listening to a guy or guys you don't like. That being said, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said he used to be an operations manager at Bush.
Okay.
We were talking about United. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every single United employee that I ever had to deal with was an absolute entitled ass. That's from your friendly neighborhood bill salesman. Not us.
Yep.
But that was the guy that worked, I guess, at Bush Airport. Barry spoke to the people of the H. He easily wins. Just wanted to get that in there.
Shocker that got in there.
Justin said dumpster juice, which, by the way, people really like that as your nickname.
I figured right when you said that people were just going to roll with it. I expected the text to go crazy, the tweets to go crazy.
Justin said, dumpster juice, is that a euphemism for when Barry found all those magazines as a kid?
That's pretty good.
Somebody did bring up the point that how disgusting was it that I went, and not the fact that I brought magazines in from the dumpster, but do you imagine what was the germs that were on there, so to speak? I never thought about that. You didn't have to. Bring that up.
Put everything in a different perspective for Barry.
Barry won, Nick second, Joel third. Mm. Sorry, Joel.
I don't know that I'll be able to sleep tonight.
I'm just reading all the texts that say I win over and over. That's all I really do is win, no matter what. It's not even close. But I mean, just read the text. They're all there.
Because that's the only ones you save.
No.
It's true.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's not. I read every one of the ones that
False.
You got that was a vote.
False.
I did.
False.
I'm sorry you're not getting any votes. I did delete the one that said that they didn't like me as a person, which is
just
ridiculous.
Should be blocked.
Yes. Do you want to take OU Mike's call? Let's take OU Mike's call. He wants to talk.
Nick, what was the, we heard? OU, I think he called Raheel's show.
Did he?
I didn't hear the call, but I think he did.
You and I were laughing. We caught just part of it in the hallway, and he said something. I was just like, oh,
oh yeah,
God.
He did say something in the beginning that cracked me up. But he's on the show. He can be funny.
All right, all right, Mike, what's up?
I heard y'all talking about Stephen Hawking earlier. What a great mind. And a hell of a poker face.
And there it is.
I really feel like OU Mike would be the guy at open mic that you're like, I know this guy really tries to write jokes.
I still like the short, concise ones, so it doesn't bother me as much.
I love them. I love them.
I just love waiting for the...
Last night, or yesterday's, masturbating in space and shooting for the stars. That's pretty good.
Gave him props for
that
one.
Not going to lie. That's pretty good, OU Mike.
He's like a hit-and-run artist. He just jumps in, gets it out of the way, and takes off.
He's Stephen Hawking's poker face. Now, I would venture to say that if you probably Googled Stephen Hawking poker face, that might be actually a joke that you would find on the internet. But I'm not going to knock the man. He's not a professional. That's pretty damn solid. Not bad.
Well, I'll tell you what. TJ tweeted a picture of a girl on a moped that ain't
bad. There's no way that she owns that scooter. No way in hell.
I know she rides it.
All right. I just, man, it's overwhelming the amount of votes I'm getting on the text line.
Nick,
I really hate to tell you guys.
How long does
that
have to go
on? I don't know, but the participation on this week's Way Back Wednesday was
way
pretty,
better. Yeah.
Pretty healthy. So regardless if you hate my list or Joel's list or
keep
Barry's
voting.
List. Yeah. Keep letting
or
us know.
Or Barry's family loves his list.
I mean, I just really love the fact that I've won unanimously. I mean, I'm running away with it. I just want to say.
When it comes to athletic competitions or big time competitions, don't worry about it. But it comes to camel races and a Way Back Wednesday, my man's got it covered.
Well, what sucks is you're going to take the L versus Nick in the Stephen Hawking versus Jaden Smith contest.
It's a genuine possibility.
And you're going to take the L on Way Back Wednesday. This is not your day, bro.
Wait, don't we have one more round of this, though?
Well, yeah, coming up next.
Yeah, so I mean, don't dub me the way. Don't jinx me like that.
Well, I'm trying.
That's not nice.
There's no.
This better be clean. The Selena song.
I have no
I
idea
not
what she's saying.
Anything.
No idea what she's saying. She could literally be talking about her mom.
Spanish
right now.
Curse words are not allowed on this program.
Oh, you bitty, can't bitty, say bum, that. Bum. So nope. I can't say puto.
No.
Oh damn!
You really can't.
Really?
No. John told me that before.
I didn't know.
And he did. He did dump
yes, he
you too.
Me.
Yeah.
Really?
You can't.
Well, you're such a. You're a poop though. Wow, all right.
You're a poop melon, Nick.
Not nice.
All right. We got 1.5 hour to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere. One more set of five on the quiz questions between Jaden Smith, Stephen Hawking. I am down to Nick in the competition. We'll see how that goes, and we'll wrap things up and put a bow on it so we can turn it over to the Blitz at 4 o'clock where Fred, Jong, and AJ will take you home till 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop to the beat, y'all.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour, big show. Sports Map, 94.1 FM. And right here on ESPN 97.5 as we're simulcasting The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel all present and accounted for. You guys doing a fantastic job. We were just talking in the break of how participatory you guys have been, chiming in on the great contest that is. Not a contest at all. It's Way Back Wednesday, but some of us kind of make it one anyway.
Who?
You know who you are. There's a mirror in your house.
Remember that Barry, and we love this, Barry's getting overwhelmed on the text line.
It's a
so
lot.
So he doesn't have the opportunity to read all the tweets, and a lot of tweets are voting for Joel and I.
Yep.
Really? We'll keep read some of them. No, please, by all means. Just
Joel's got it.
Blanket us with all the votes you guys are getting.
Let me get them right now.
Okay.
Bring them up.
Right. Yeah.
First one. Barry sure does self-proclaim to be a winner a lot for a guy that takes L's.
Who said that? He's just looking for a name. He's totally making it up.
Lisa Kane.
Who?
L-E-S-A Kane.
L-E-S-A.
Crom twos.
Tag me on it.
Tom Cruise says, to be honest, chicks on scooters are hot. Nick, redeem yourself on the next round.
Yep, not a vote. Tag me on that one, though.
I'll get it for you.
Okay.
There was another good one.
Totally making them up.
No, I'm not. Barry, just because you lost today doesn't mean you have bad taste in music. You're good, just not great today. TJ.
Okay.
Chris Davis gave us a vote, too.
Yes, he did.
And then he changed his mind. Did you see that? Oop, Scarface. Okay, now it's getting better.
Hustle Man says those lists
getting
are
better,
the
not
truth
a vote.
100%.
Yeah.
And he tagged all of us, so he likes all of them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Barry's the winner today. Como LaFleur. Back that thing up and the best Scarface some ever. So you got that one. There you go.
All right. You didn't even read TJ's.
Mark says, damn, I'd say producer Nick by a mile. To which you replied to him, eat my whole entire ass.
I did.
Did you really do that?
You did. Wow, that's not nice.
I think I called somebody a stupid face.
Dumb.
I blocked three people.
You didn't block nobody.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. Here's Mark Gavin. This is the guy I told was stupid. No, I'm sorry. I said, Mark, you're a dumb idiot. He said, Joel 1, Nick 2, and Barry 4. Hashtag on Wisconsin.
I like it.
Yep. Mark Gavin, you're a dumb idiot.
No, you're not.
All right. Let's do this contest. We have to get to this. So this is round three. If you missed it and you're a Sports Map listener from 94.1, welcome in. But also on the show all day, we've been, in honor of Stephen Hawking dying, we've been reading quotes from Stephen Hawking or Jaden Smith. What?
In honor of him dying?
Yeah.
Or in remembrance? Honor something? Okay.
No, yeah, and we're honoring him with quotes.
Okay.
But we're also, it's a little game. It's who said it? Stephen Hawking or Jaden Smith? If you're not aware of Jaden Smith and his ridiculous Twitters that he puts out there, you should look it up one day, but it's pretty bad.
He's Will Smith's son.
Yeah, he's Will Smith's son, and he says some of the most ridiculous things you've ever heard, but he also says some stuff where you're like, wow, really? So it's not as easy as you would think to determine or to differentiate the two. As it stands right now, Nick is in the lead 7-4. These are our five final quotes. Who said it, Stephen Hawking or Jaden Smith? You guys ready?
Let's do this.
Yeah. All right, so Joel, you're going to go first.
Again?
Yeah.
Again? I went four times. I went first four times
all
right, in a row.
I'm going to point. When I point at you, you're going first. All right?
Just damn ask it. The question.
Number one, people used to ask me, what do you want to be when you get older? And I would say, what a stupid question. The real question is, what am I right now? Who said it, Stephen Hawking or Jaden Smith?
Jaden Smith.
Okay.
Jaden Smith.
You both got that one right. That is correct. Jaden Smith. D-bag. Good job, guys.
Over there is going to say everything I say.
All right, number two. Nick, this is yours. You go first. Anyone born on this planet should have a planetary citizenship, enabling them to freely explore their home. Who said it, Stephen Hawking or Jaden Smith?
Jaden Smith, you idiot.
Okay.
Jaden Smith.
That's right. You guys both got that one. All right. Number three. I hope it doesn't take for me to die for you to see what I do for you. Who said it? Jaden Smith or Stephen Hawking?
Jaden Smith.
Okay.
Jaden Smith.
Yeah. You guys are 3-3. There's pretty much no way you can win now, Joel. Yeah. All right. Number four.
Last question's worth 10 points.
Number four. I'm never any good in the morning. It's only after 4 in the afternoon that I really get going. Who said it?
Jaden Smith.
Okay.
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking said it. Uh-oh.
Whatever.
Uh-oh.
Whatever.
Tighten it up. Joel's 4-4. He's shooting his shot. Too bad you went 3-4. All right. Last one.
Worth 10 points.
There could be shadow galaxies, shadow stars, and even shadow people. Who said it? Stephen Hawking or Jaden Smith?
Jaden Smith.
Okay.
Jaden Smith.
Stephen Hawking.
Dang.
Isn't that weird? All right. So the final tally is in. Nick, it gets
Nick
three more in round three. Joel gets four more in round three.
Nick won by three.
That's 10-8.
Close enough. All I do is win, no
matter what. Got money on my mind.
Congratulations, Nick.
Hitting with the win.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good.
This text came in. Barry thinks his opinion is the right one always.
That's true.
Wow, you're finally in on the joke. Good job, whoever texted that.
Oh, we got the
busted
number.
Oh, they're... man. You got me. I wouldn't just be doing that, would I?
Brandon says you're the winner, no question.
I'm trying to tell you guys, the text line was overwhelmingly in my favor.
Brandon's a winner on Facebook every day.
Is he?
No.
No?
Go ahead.
Barry wins hands down. Y'all other two are cheaters.
How are we cheaters?
Hold on. I'm not done with the text.
Doesn't matter.
Barry wins hands down. Y'all other two are cheaters. And Nick's still blue in need of a guy.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story.
That's Nick. I'm blue. I'm in need of a guy. That's your theme song, huh?
No.
Dumpster
that guy
juice.
Made up the lyrics.
That is not the lyrics.
I triple checked.
Okay.
Did you?
I did.
Here's a text. Joel won. Are you happy?
Here's a text. Can we get a shout out for registered dietitians for National Registered Dietitian Day? Mo. Well, Mo, if you listen to the dang show, we did it about two segments ago.
Jeez, Mo.
Go get a burger. Take a day off.
All right. Damn, Barry was right. There's a ton of Stephen Hawking's poker face references. That was from OU Mike. That's so funny.
OU Mike is on a he's on a roll.
He even played poker on Star Trek. That's correct. Who's deleting all the text, guys? What's going on here? I'm not done yet.
I'm not deleting anything.
Joel?
I'm deleting Brandon's.
I'm going to need you to stop.
I'm deleting Brandon.
I really want to look up this number. Did you look up the number of the guy that got angry that I think I'm always right?
No.
Oh, God.
You can do that.
Guys, really? How do you honestly text the show and seriously think that that's a thing? I'm right about this, by the way.
Are you kidding? You better be. Jeez. You better just be playing around, buddy.
Look, Mark told me stay classy. No, Mark, you're still a stupid face. Or idiot or whatever I called you.
That's nice.
Crom 2 said, where's the list? I want to vote. We all retweeted it. Crom? Okay.
Man.
You guys, I love the responsiveness, but y'all need to get your act together.
Just the Chip.
Huh?
Just the Chip just sent us, warning, anyone taking kids to the Museum of Fine Arts over spring break, it's mainly boobs and uncircumcised penises. They have the internet. I could have saved the trip.
What?
What's going on at the Museum of Fine Arts?
My wife and I were just talking about going back to the museum.
Well, it could be an aphrodisiac.
I may have to get in on this thing. Are you guys big museum guys? Do you go?
When I had a girlfriend, yeah, but not now.
My wife likes when they have the ones where they show all the veins and the arteries and the muscles
ones
and
where
all
they
that.
Do the actual different
body part.
Yeah, the body. No, it's called the body exhibit or something. Yeah. The body. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess being a nurse, she's all into
that. And
they're
real bodies.
I know. That's what's creepy about it. Just a bunch of dead people in the museum.
And then
thank you.
They show the one where, like, what your body looks like if you've been a smoker and what your, like, intestines and stuff look like. And,
it looks pretty bad.
It's all awful. Right.
I am about to ban the text line. Why?
You were soaking it a while ago.
I know. But this is the this is the last text in the queue. Make sure your listeners know today is Steak and BJ Surhoff Day. Okay. Dude, seriously? We've been talking about it for almost 3 hours. I want to block you so bad on the text line just for not paying attention. Do you really think that we would go a whole show without mentioning
that? We get new listeners every hour,
Barry. I don't
care.
Yeah, well, tough. Maybe it was a sports map listener. Who cares?
I could say something else, and I'm not, so... Why don't you tell us about Healthy Gourmet?
I think I'll do that. If you want to eat healthy and lose weight, I have a solution for you. It's called HealthyGourmet.com. Check it out. The food is awesome. It's ready to heat and eat. All you do is pop it in the microwave. It makes losing weight really easy because you don't have to meal prep. You don't have to do dishes. You don't have to pack a lunch. You don't have to get all the stuff together on a Sunday and do all. It couldn't be easier to lose weight with HealthyGourmet.com. You log onto the internet, you customize your meals on HealthyGourmet.com, and then they ship them to your house. You don't even have to leave the comfort of your living room to get your meals for the coming week. If you order before Tuesday at midnight, they are at your house on Friday, so you're ready to go for the following week. And what I love about it is you can customize the meal. So if you want to add something to the meal or take something away, maybe you're doing the gluten-free thing. Maybe you want a vegan option or low carb or paleo, or you just want to have, you want extra carbs because you're working out a lot. It doesn't matter. It's all customizable. Every meal plan to fit your lifestyle is available there on the website. Log on to check it out. It's HealthyGourmet.com. Like I said, you customize the meals. They ship them to you. But here's the other thing. I've done diets in the past. I've done some of those fancy diets where you can buy the pre-made meals at the grocery store or whatever. The problem is I got to buy two of them for one lunch just to get full. Not with HealthyGourmet.com. I'll add a piece of fruit, maybe an apple, a banana, something like that with one of their meals, and I'm full. I'm satisfied until it's time to eat again. That's the other great thing about HealthyGourmet.com. Log on today. There's no commitments. There's no minimum orders, and if you use promo code ESPN975, you'll save an extra 10% off your order. And if you order $99 or more, they will ship it to your home for free. It couldn't be easier. Get started losing weight today at HealthyGourmet.com.
Q105. Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.
You ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time
for us to... Yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, final segment, Usual Suspects, way back Wednesday as we take it on home and turn it over to the Blitz, who will take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. And we're simulcasting currently on our sister station, which is SportsMap 94.1. What do you got, Laminack?
Well, actually, I wanted to give a shout out to Dr. Runberg on Twitter at @thegym_bo. But he said, Laminack, it's been 2 weeks since I had a smoke. Congrats on that, first of all.
Yep, well done.
Because that's tough.
That is really hard. They said it's harder to quit cigarettes than it is heroin. Second, he said, when did it get easier for you? Any tips? So I took Zyban when I quit smoking, and it got easier for me after about 30 days. And the way that the doctor told me was, because when he gave me the Zyban, he said, all right, just start taking this, and you'll quit smoking on your own. I was like, so I don't need to stop? When I start taking this pill, I don't need to stop? He's like, nah. He said, after about 2 weeks, you just won't want to smoke anymore. I was like, really? I don't know, Doc. I was the guy that wore the patch and still smoked. Like, I would put a patch on in the morning, and then I would stop at the store and buy cigarettes. So I would get the nicotine from the patch and still be a smoker. And, I mean, I was smoking 2.5 packs a day when I quit. I was a heavy smoker.
So you're a heavy smoker.
And so I the biggest fear that I had was that I would miss it, because it's like you're like a drug addict. And you worry, like, man, I'm really going to miss having my cigarette with...
Fred's going through it right
now. Yeah, having coffee and a cigarette in the morning. Or on the way to work, I'm so bored in traffic, I would smoke a lot. Just sitting in traffic. Or after dinner was one of the best cigarettes ever. After sex, another really good cigarette. And I was like, man, I'm going to miss those times. But once you get past it, I don't miss smoking at all. I'm so glad.
I think it takes a solid year, too. Like, 6 months is not enough.
I mean, for me, though, just to get past the not smoking... On the Zyban, because that's the other thing, is Fred was talking about, he wanted to get off of it early. I said, no. You need to stay on that for a month or two. You need to be able to get fully past it. And because your mind tricks you when you're on the Zyban, because you're thinking, well, I don't need the Zyban. I don't want to smoke anymore. That's why you don't. Mm. As the Zyban, basically, they give it, it was an antidepressant, but it would, it blocks the receptors in your brain from wanting to smoke. So you don't want a cigarette, and you're not depressed or sad. Because a lot of times when I would quit, I would be sad. Wow. That's why I would start smoking again. Because I would just...
Like depression?
Yeah. That I missed smoking that much. Wow. I started smoking when I was 13.
Oh, that's way too early.
Yeah.
Way
I started
too
smoking
early,
when I was 13. I quit when
Your
I was like
still developing.
31.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
At least you quit, though.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
You need to go to that body exhibition that they bring to the...
I bet my lungs, yeah.
Oof.
Man. Well, I mean, it should look
my
better.
Lungs look like that pizza from Falbo Brothers. Thick.
They don't look that good.
It's funny that you mentioned the patches, though, because I actually ran into, remember the White Dell that we ran into at the parade?
Yeah, yeah.
I ran into him yesterday.
Number two, right?
Yeah, and he said the reason why he was so drunk that day is because he was on those patches, and I didn't know that really enhances, like, your buzz when you're drinking. Is that true, Barry?
Say it again?
When you're drinking with the patches on?
I didn't notice that, I'm not a big drinker.
Okay.
I don't drink a lot. I mean, it's not like I don't ever drink or get drunk, but I didn't notice any difference.
Okay.
But I
never had to use the patches.
Lot.
I just quit on my own. I didn't know if that really makes a difference.
Yeah, I didn't notice it, but I did smoke a lot when I drank. If I go to the bar and hang out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was back when you could smoke inside. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's over.
Man, me too.
So we got some other NFL news.
Okay. What is it?
Looking at a couple things here. The Solder deal with the Giants, if you're the Texans, probably a good thing you let that one go by the wayside. 64 mil guarantee, or 64 mil, 34 mil guaranteed, $16 million signing bonus. First year salary, 5.9. Second year salary, over 12. He got paid.
Yeah. again, I hope that the thing here was, now we have a limit that we're going to pay for a guy like Nick Solder, and you're asking more than that limit, so we're just not going to do the deal. They don't want
to. JJ Watt just tweeted to the Honey Badger, "Hey, bro, come on over." So the
did he really?
Yeah. So the recruiting, we were onto something, but said, "Hey, why not take a look at a guy that played at LSU that wouldn't be too far from home?"
That'd be a good pickup. Yeah.
Patriots in a shocker signed running back Rex Burkhead to a 3-year deal. They love him. Former Bengals offensive tackle Andre Smith, if you remember from Hard Knocks, he was the guy that was holding out that the owner kind of ripped into and told him to watch his weight and do all those things.
Yeah.
He's signing a 2-year, $8 million deal with incentives up to a $10.2 million with the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
It's about the latest on free agency.
Somebody said, does that pill work for chewing tobacco? I don't know. I know it's just tobacco. It's the, you know, the addiction in tobacco. But talk to your doctor, dude. I mean, they're going to know. They can help you with that. But definitely look into it, because I'll be honest with you, it probably saved my life.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Uh-huh.
We had talked about it yesterday. What was he going to get? Jets signed him.
1 year, $8 million? What?
With incentives?
Uh-huh.
15.
What?
Unreal. Wow. Man, that's crazy. We talked about it, and I thought it was going to be around 7 to 10.
Yeah.
Never thought it'd get to 15. Of course, I never thought Sam Bradford on a 1-year deal would get 20.
That's insane.
Man, there's some good money
NFL's
in football,
NFL's throwing
man.
Around baseball money now.
I was just going to say that, I swear. I was just going to say that.
Really?
I need to become a kicker or something, because it can't be that hard to kick a ball between a field goal, right? It's not too hard, right?
Or backup quarterback. So. There's less pressure. You carry a clipboard, wear a visor.
But you have to have some skill to be a backup quarterback.
Yeah, you lay down on the ground and tremble a lot.
That's not nice. That's not nice at all.
Or if you're Dan Orlovsky, you run out of the back of the end zone.
Your Mike said, okay, try this. Stephen Hawking and Terry Schiavo are making out. I'll come up with a punchline later. Damn it, Mike.
There he goes.
He's
you can't stop him.
On text. I shouldn't have read that. That was not appropriate. Last one. I got to give Nick the win this week because I'm a big Tupac fan. I'm a little biased. That was from JJ.
Because you're a genius.
No.
No, he's a genius. If you're a Tupac fan, you're a genius.
Oh, right. I don't know about that.
Not all, Nick. Not all.
Nope.
But you can win an occasional now, trivia contest with Jaden and Jalen.
Oh, don't be so bitter, Joel.
I congratulated you already.
Yes.
I accepted it.
Okay. Now, you're about to go do some more radio, huh?
3 more hours, me and Chucky.
So you're basically where Barry was, last week? Because you did like 6 hours?
Yeah, I did the Blitz after this show.
And now
AJ.
And now Joel and Palillo are filling in for Sean Sullivan.
That's like doing 3 hours with Palillo, that's like Canadian money. Like, you got to add. That's going to be like 4.5.
Yeah, well.
That's going to be.
If I don't get over there on time, he's got a quarterback right off the start.
So who's running the show? Is it you or Palillo?
We're going to alternate.
Oh, why don't we alternate? What's up with that? How come I always have to play the back seat? I don't get to drive.
Well, Joel's a driver and Palillo's a driver.
Yeah, well, I can drive too.
No, you're a reactor. That's not you, sir.
Damn it. I want to drive.
Take it from a network producer that knows.
One day we need to switch roles.
You've said that. Fine.
Like, no, for a week. I'll drive and you do make all the jokes.
No.
Why?
Because people can only take so many dad jokes in 3 hours.
I know you got it in you.
No.
Well, all right, we'll do one day.
We can still do it. But
we'll do one day.
Saying,
we won't do
it
a week.
It's not going to go well, but for me, but I'll do it.
I like it. We'll do it one day. In fact, I want to produce one day. And then, Nick, you come in here.
We would not be on the air if you're behind the ones and
twos. Excuse me? I ran traffic before.
Yeah, you keep mentioning traffic. It takes all of 30 seconds and 1 hour.
I'm just saying, the job of a producer,
sometimes we don't even run traffic every hour.
You hit a space bar.
Okay.
Nick's as a quarterback, when you look at the clock, you say, you know what? What we're going to do now is get out on time. So what we're going to try and do is say that for Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. We appreciate you on a Way Back Wednesday taking the time to really participate in the show today. It was a great way for everybody to get on board and have some fun for 3 hours of time. Now we're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ Jung, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. Reminder now, we're on the road the next 2 days. We are at Prime Social on Friday, and we are at Revelry on Richmond all day tomorrow for shows as the tournament opens. So from John and Raheel and Lance in the morning all the way through the Blitz, we'll see you at Revelry on Richmond tomorrow for all of ESPN 97.5.
I hear can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.